This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وصلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليلة خيبر. So this hadith is in the collection of Imam Bukhari. It's a very famous story. The hadith is also quite well known. I'm going to narrate for you the wording and the collection of Imam Bukhari. And Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu is telling us this story. And obviously this is the theme of outreach, and this is a hadith that is very, the final piece of it is extremely famous. You know it, but I'm giving you the whole story with the context behind it. I think it's a beautiful one. So he says, Sahl, that the Prophet ﷺ said something on the night of Khaybar. So Khaybar wasn't one night, it was many nights, up to 20 some narrations, even more in others. And he's talking about the night before it ended. That's what he's using that term. He's saying the night before it was over, before we actually were able to get through the first, the walls of the first castle. Because Khaybar is an area north, it's north of Medina, and it's an area that is very different from what you would expect to see in the Rub' al-Khayn, the empty quarter of the desert of that area. It's actually extremely green. The area is very green. And they had been living there, the people had lived there for a very long time, and they'd built castles with very, very high walls. And it was one castle, and then within it, there's walls for the other castle, then within those other walls. So it was very, very smart, because you got through one, you have to now get through walls of another castle, and there's seven in total. And they're still there. If you go to that area, you'll still see remnants of those castles on tops of mountains very well. No one historically had actually been able to penetrate them, or overcome or subdue the people who were there. And the Prophet ﷺ had gone there to neutralize a threat. They had continuously worked against the Muslim Ummah. They had caused a lot. They had actually killed a lot of people, and they continued to pay mercenaries to ambush the Muslims on different routes. So the Prophet ﷺ tried to sign treaties with them a couple of times, and it failed. They didn't want to do it, or they did it once and they broke it. So finally, the Prophet ﷺ said, "We have to neutralize this. We have to end this threat." So he marched to Khaybar. And of course, he marched there with a number of the army was very small in comparison to the number of people on the inside. Meaning, not just that, but the amount of provision that existed inside the Husun, the castles of Khaybar, was way more than whatever the Muslims had brought with them. If they just, they could just wait it out easily. They could have just waited out the Muslims on the other side, no problem. And the walls were just too high, and the doors were too big. And they were able to actually penetrate and go through the first one. Once the first castle fell, it was panic and chaos, and all the rest of the castles. It took like 20 days to get through the first wall, and then the rest within one day, everything just they surrendered. But the morale had dropped throughout those nights where they were outside of that first the walls of that first castle. And Abu Bakr tried, and Umar tried, and Uthman tried, and other people tried, and they couldn't seem to get through. They couldn't figure out a strategy to do it. The Prophet ﷺ, a night like tonight, some narrations actually pointed out to be Laylatul Jumu'ah. Some narrations point that out. Obviously, they didn't pray Jumu'ah because they're fi safar. In safar, you don't have to pray Jumu'ah, you can just pray. So he said, ﷺ, قَالَ لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I'm going to give tomorrow the flag or the banner. This is whoever carries that is the leader of the group. So I'm going to give the banner tomorrow to a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory upon his hands. And this person will make it. And he is someone whom Allah and his Prophet love dearly, and whom he loves Allah and his Prophet dearly back. So this is a testimony from the mouth of Sayyidul Khalq Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to someone else. He is testifying that this person, no one really cares. The beautiful part of this hadith. Okay, let me finish. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. قَالَ فَبَاتَ النَّاسُ يَدُوكُونَ لَيْلَتَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يُعْطَاهَا. So people spent the night talking and arguing, and who is going to be given this honor? Now, the honor wasn't that he was going to penetrate the castle. That wasn't it. It doesn't matter. يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ they weren't looking for that. It was the other piece. It was the fact يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This person got the testimony from the Prophet ﷺ as someone who loves Allah and his Prophet, and Allah and his Prophet love him back. And that's what they were all talking about. They almost forgot about the first beast, that no, whoever gets the banner tomorrow is going to penetrate a castle wall that had never historically ever been penetrated, and we're going to end this misery. People were starving, they were hungry, it was cold. This was, you're not going on, it's not camping trip when you go to, at any moment you can be killed by the enemy's archers. It's very difficult, it's very scary, you have to stay a certain distance, and when you go forward, your life is on the line. But they weren't thinking about that, subhanAllah, right? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said something, he completely distracted people from the first sentence by the second one. Because everyone's wondering, who is going to be carrying this honor for the rest of his life? As someone who was given in front of people the testimony of loving Allah as a prophet, and Allah's prophet loving him. That is the shahada that removes nifaq, by the way. Nifaq, hypocrisy was something the sahaba were always scared of. And by the way, we should be scared of as well, which is why I talked about it before. We should all be scared of having the accusation of nifaq sticking to us based on our behaviors and our problems. So the sahaba were scared of nifaq. And the testimony that would remove it is if you loved Allah and His Prophet, and if they loved you back, that would end it. That's how they would actually push that accusation away. Don't you know that I love Allah and His Prophet? And the people would, if they testified for Him, then that would be a testimony that they're not munafiq. Anyways, so they stand all night. Yadukun, the word daka ayhaja, daka alqom ayhaju, meaning they're talking out loud and they're arguing and they're all hoping. فلما أصبحوا مضوا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم يرجو أن يعطاها. In the morning they go for Fajr to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. All of them are hoping in their hearts that they'll be given it. All of them, each and every one of them, not just the leaders of them, not just the big. In another narration, قال عمر فما رجوت الإمارة إلا يومها. That was the only day I wished I was a leader, even though he had led just the day before. Because he just wanted that testimony, that's amazing. And Ibn Mas'ud said something similar, and there's another other Sahaba who said something similar in other collections. They had said this, and not in Bukhari. فقال, and everyone's quiet. In other narrations, by the way, in the collection of Imam Ahmad. فذهب القوم يمشون أمام رسول الله. They start to walk in front of him, with their armor, kind of showing off their, flexing their muscles, hoping maybe he'll point to them. And they're all kind of, he changed the morale, alayhi salatu wasalam. People are all feeling down. It's been 20-something days and they can't seem to get through. And suddenly everyone's in their best armor. They all look good. They're all ready because they want to be chosen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just a small little word changes. فقال أين علي ابن أبي طالب؟ Where is Ali? رضي الله عنه وارضاه كرم الله وجهه عليه السلام. They called him. Where is Ali? فقالوا يا رسول الله يشتكي عينيه. His eyes, or something wrong with him. Forget about him. Move on. يشتكي عينيه. فقال اذهبوا أرسلوا إليه فأتوني به. Go find him and bring him to me. So they go. They kind. قال فبصق صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في عينيه فبرئه. فقام كأن ليس به وجع. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would blow into his hands and then and wipe Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's eyes, and he got up radiallahu anhu. There's nothing wrong with him. يقول فما أذكره في أيهما كان الرمد. I can't remember today which one of them was hurting me. I can't remember because they're fine. فقلت يا رسول الله. فقال علي يا رسول الله. صلى الله عليه وسلم. He asked him a question. فقال أقاتلهم حتى يكونوا مثلنا. I fight them so that they become like us. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He answered him. قال يا علي انفذ على رسلك حتى تأتي ساحتهم. You go slowly. Don't go in a state of urgency. Don't go ready with guns blazing. No. Go slowly. Go with wisdom until you come to them. Come close to where they are. فدعوهم إلى الإسلام وأخبرهم بما يجب عليهم من حق الله فيه. And then call them to Islam and tell them what they owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with when they do that. فَوَاللَّهِ يَا عَلِيِّ لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ. He told them, oh, I swear to you, Ali, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide one person through you, it's better for you than owning حُمْرٌ النَّعَمِ. And na'am is the plural of an'am. Or it's a synonym to it. And na'am is basically livestock. Right? In Arab, they took pride in their camels and in their horses and their livestock. And humr is mean they're reddish. They have a red like color. And that was seen as the most beautiful of camels and the most beautiful of livestock. To the Arab, that was being filthy rich. That was being someone who had way more than this is someone who would never, he saw so much money that he actually went and bought those type of camels. So this person is not worrying about wealth for himself or for his families to come. So he's telling him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants guidance through you to one person, it's better than owning all of the wealth within this world. It's better than all the wealth in this world. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During war, this hadith was given. You know the hadith, لَنْ يَهَدِيَ اللَّهُ. Everyone knows that last piece. Do you know that it was told during war, after a siege that went on for over 20 days, when people were tired? They weren't frustrated with them. He wasn't frustrated with his enemy. After 20 days, didn't make him hate them and be willing to give up his ethic just to get rid of them. No, he tells Ali, no, umfud ala rislik, go slowly, come to them clearly, ask them to come to Islam, explain to them what it is that they're getting into. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides one of them through you, it's better than everything else we're doing. Because the goal is us to guide them, not to kill them, not to fight them, not to have them submit to us. That's not the goal. We don't care for that. We want them to be guided. But they don't seem to want guidance, and they're causing a lot of harm. So we have to neutralize them so they stop harming us. But if they just would find guidance, if we could just guide them, wouldn't that be more beautiful? And that's his understanding, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of this world. And that is Ali's understanding. And that's why he chose Ali. Why? Because Ali is all about love. يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. It's all about love. Ali loves and is loved. Go, Ya Ali, you'll know how to do this. Because if you go and there's no love in your heart, then you're not going to know how, even in war, if there's no love in your heart, you're not going to know how to do this. You don't know what's more valuable. You will think for a moment that maybe the bounty of war or fighting or domination. No, what's the most valuable thing is guidance, is being able to take guidance from and put it in someone else's heart. Ya Salaam. That is the jackpot. That's what you win. And I love this hadith because there's so many jewels of it. But I'll end with that, inshallah. يروي إمام البخاري في صحيحه عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليلة خيبر لأعطين الراية غدا رجلا يفتح الله على يديه يحب الله ورسوله ويحبه الله ورسوله فبات الناس يدوكون ليلتهم أيهم يعطاها فلما أصبحوا مضوا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كلهم يرجو أن يعطاها فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أين علي ابن أبي طالب فقالوا يا رسول الله يشتكي عينيه فقال أرسلوا إليه فأتوني به فأتي به فبصق صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في عينيه ومسح فبرئ فكأن لم يكن به وجع فقال علي يا رسول الله أقاتلهم حتى يكونوا مثلنا فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنفذ على رسلك حتى تأتي ساحتهم فادعهم إلى الإسلام وأخبرهم بما يجب عليهم من حق الله فيه فوالله يا علي لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا